Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Tighten up the lug nuts and let's get going. Woo! Man, who loosened up the lug nuts on this thing? I did? Oh, sorry about that. Oh, I was trying to check the brakes. I didn't want any squeaking brakes, did I? No! Hey, welcome, everybody, into the non-squealing Auto World. That's right. We got new disc brake pads, front and back, and new rotors right here in the Auto World Plaza. So what it's all about, making sure that your cars, our car, your car, everybody's car, this is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along in the Greasy Garage Studio, sitting on the old S10 Trailblazer type seat, out of the junkyard. The crew, they did it. They gave me a old seat, and it boy, does it smell mold and mildewy. You know, when you go to a recycle yard, junkyard, boneyard, whatever you'd like to call it, the doors are open, the windows are broken, the windshield's gone, on all the rain, the snow, all the varmints get in. But those parts are so valuable. And it sickens me to say that when I see a wrecking yard, recycle yard, give up and sell to two-story, three-story, and four-story apartments, and all those cars get smashed. The 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, whatever. Oh, the old cars. It sickens me to see that, because I do know a lot of us, all of you, listening, coast to coast as we are. I'm very proud to say that. Very honored. Thank you to all of you listening, and all of our great Auto World affiliates, radio stations that take Auto World. Thank you. There's a lot of older cars out there, and you have one. I know you do. You have one or two, maybe even up to who knows how many, and then you need parts. It's not about what kind of fuel it burns. It's about, do you really drive it a lot? Probably not. Do you have insurance on it, and you just tell the insurance company because you really don't drive it a lot, maybe in a parade once a year? So you have to have insurance on it. Hagerty, of course, is one of the companies that sells. Grundy is another company that sells classic car insurance. And when you do drive it in the parade, and it's like you're sitting there behind the brake pedal that's old, the master cylinders are old, and the brake pedal just doesn't want to, well, it doesn't feel like your 2021 vehicle you have, 2019, 2018, 2016, 2020, or even the 2000. Year that you have next to it, because it's a 1950, could be a 1930. So you need to have good brakes to stop it. But sometimes you just meet somebody by accident. Now you need a part, and now that junkyard, that recycle yard, is gone because there's people living there now in apartments. What do we do? Where do we go? What with this? I mean, I'm constantly. We're building, you know, vehicles here in the greasy garage. We're looking for parts at all times. We spend more time, truthfully, looking for parts than we do repairing and fixing the vehicle. Makes it tough. And I have to ship them into this Boise, Idaho area that I'm broadcasting from right now, where I live. My family lives here also. Boise, Idaho. Been here since 1968. Came from Illinois as a young lad. And been in the, always played with Hot Wheels and Matchboxes, and always liked the cars, and still do for some reason. I don't know. I guess I like the rust underneath my fingernails. Is that the best way to say it? I don't know. Anyway, I like to keep them running, and that's one of my diseases. I can't stand to see someone take a car and just give up on it, and because it costs too much to fix. Now, with that, this is part of Auto World, is it to help you understand why, the what's, how comes of your Auto World. Do I fix it, Mark? Is it worth fixing? They just shot a price at me of $1,200. Well, in today's world, $1,200, as you know, you folks that spend that kind of money, more than that, you whip the plastic out, credit card, and they, you know, they run it, and you're done, and you go on, and your car's running. And it's like, that's like no money today in today's world of the auto world to repair a car, because the part prices, and then, of course, the labor prices are starting at, you know, all the way from $90 all the way up to, I've heard, as high as $190 an hour. And, of course, the repair shops have a different price than the body shops, and the body shops have a different price than the transmission shops. So what you need to do is, you know, make sure, you know, use your cell phone as an address book, I guess, and, you know, your old type or Rolodex I'm used to back in the day. I use the cell phone now. But go around, find yourself a good automotive repair shop. Look for the little blue star that says ASE on it. Find you a good transmission shop, because you never know when you might need one. Stop in, say hi, look through the back door. If I might ask you to do so, please do. You don't really want a dirty, filthy trash. You don't want to see trash cans overflowing with trash, etc. You know, you want a good, clean shop. That shows that they care. And also a waiting room. But yeah, some of you shared with me the waiting room looked fine, Mark. Good and clean. There was even a big screen television. I could watch TV. But when I asked to go out to see my car, the shop was gross, Mark. And so do. What I'm saying is just get on your cell phone, make sure you have a good training shop, tire shop, brake shop, repair shop for under the hood, paint shop, detail shop, upholstery shop. Yeah, upholstery. Upholstery. I can send you some, you know, of course I do, in our detail package that we have. For each and every one of you that email and call, I'd like to send a little parting gift out to all of you, just to say thanks for participating here and being a charter member. Charter member means that it doesn't cost anything, of course, to call or email Auto World at any time, and I just call you a charter member. And our good listener in Mexico there, Frank, he started that word, and thanks, Frank, because charter, that's the word. That's right there, man. He's been a charter member since day one, and thank you. Appreciate it. And we've got a lot of charter members, and I do appreciate the Auto World AW family. Absolutely. With that said, you can always follow me and get a hold of me through Facebook. Please do right now. Address is my name, Mark Evans. Facebook message me. You can. Please do. Instagram account is Auto World Media. LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. Of course, our website is, if you want to see that little ASE certified blue starts on our website, which is Auto World Media. .com. Today here in Auto World, we're going to get to the, we're going up the list from number 10, the number one American-made vehicle of 2022, brought to you by Cars.com. They did a survey. It's been ongoing for quite some time. The results are out. We're going to share that with you. The first hour of Auto World, we went from number 10 all the way up. Second hour, of course, and now number the third hour that we are on, we're going to go ahead and go from 4, 3, 2, and 1. And there, I asked Doug Delahaye, the drummer, to come in, so he's going to be here. Thank you, Dougie, for being here. Appreciate it. Also, we're going to get to the return of the Icon. Yes, the DeLorean is back. And all of you have been wondering. Well, you've been kind of saying it to me in your comments with email, of course, and some of our great clients here in Boise, Idaho. Hey, Mark, I think I just buy a horse. I think it's cheaper to ride a horse than it is to drive and buy this fuel today. Ha! Guess what? No horsing around here on Auto World. I've got it for you. I've got the stats. Yes, I did it. We did it. The Auto World crew did it. We found out, is it really cheaper to ride a horse and pay for high gas prices in that automobile? We've got the numbers for you coming back here in Auto World. And also at the end, I'm going in the email bag, of course. Eddie, the engine email, we got some more in there, right? Oh, yeah. He says he got plenty. You better get to work, he says. I will. Going to go in the email bag and read some emails and or read your live emails also, folks. I welcome you. Please do at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And at the end of this hour, a word with Mark. Something to do with all of you. Yep, even the person there in the back row. Something to do with you. Oh, your head just went up. I see it. Get off the cell phone. Oh, you are. Okay. He's messaging me on Facebook. Okay, good. When we come back, yeah, let's do it. I've got for you the list of the states who have the most pickup trucks. We'll be right back, right here. In the auto from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Glad you climbed into my car, Auto World Car, each and every week. Thank you. Appreciate it, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World on a lot of our great Auto World affiliate stations from coast to coast through the United States. Again, a pleasure to be here with you. You know, back in 1968, We've been talking about EVs, electric, of course, hydrogen cars throughout the time period here on the Auto World. Thank you for sharing your time with me each and every week. Back in 1968, it's been a couple days, hasn't it? The United States requires anti-pollution devices on all their cars to control hydrocarbon emissions. Pollution devices, anti-pollution devices. That happened back in 1968. It's been a couple years, hasn't it? Now we're all thinking and talking about electric. Okay, how do you like the creature features in your car? Well, what was the first car to use power-operated seats? What was the first car to use power-operated seats? And by the way, for you folks that have a power-operating seat, on the driver's side, of course, where you're driving all the time, I've shared with you a lot of things there on the driver's seat. There's a lot to be shared with because that's where you sit. That's where you live and you're commuting on your car or truck. But if you don't have one, you have a power seat that's not working, here's a little Auto World tip. Simple thing. Yeah, sometimes we say it and we think it and get the duct tape out and the pliers and the wire, right, and the hammer. Well, guess what? Get the hammer out, folks. If you got to get the seat up in order to get the thing to the repair shop or get the seat back, you can tap on the little motor underneath the seat with the ball peen hammer. Now I'm talking about just tap on it real lightly. While you're touching the button, it will ignite the motor. Not explode it, ignite it. Means it gives it, gets it off the flat spot that it is on the armature. Just tapping it. It shakes it just enough. The motor works again. And then while you're at the repair shop getting your lube well filter done, or whatever, your brakes done, tell them, hey, can you put a driver's seat motor in that for me, please? What was the first car to use power-operated seats? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. By the way, Auto World Radio, that's what you're listening to. Auto World Radio is one word, @yahoo.com. Please do, through the week. Get in touch with me at any one point in time and let me know how your Auto World's treating you, good, bad, or otherwise. If you're thinking about buying a new car, is the price correct? Or can I get a discount, Mark? And I'm going to tell you this right now. I can give you a discount. I have a little secret that I can tell you, but you have to email me, seriously, that I know a little behind the back scene, the back door, that the manufacturers are doing with the dealers that you can talk about at the dealer to get you a discount. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. LinkedIn, also I'm on LinkedIn. Follow me there if you'd like. And Facebook, address is Mark Evans, my name. Well, it is. Now, folks, it's an icon. Or is it? The DeLorean. Yes, the DeLorean. New teaser here for you. Revamped EV. Yeah, what? Yep, John DeLorean. He was a designer for Pontiac GTO and Firebird, of course. This was one of the items he did before he brought out his own car. First, the first one was back in 1975, the DMC. One model only, the DMC 12. Back in 1975. Well, the DeLorean is now coming back to all of us. Pop culture, of course, as you know, the DeLorean was known for a lot of things. I know Johnny Carson. If you know Johnny Carson, this was before all the other talk show hosts. Jay Leno took his spot on the Tonight Show. Johnny wanted him there. But he had one that I know of. And, of course, Back to the Future, the 1985 film, Back to the Future. And ever since then, I guess they've had a lot of you wanting them, wanting to buy one and wanting them to be changed and revamped and all that. Well, they're doing it. Supposedly, the future of the revamped DeLorean is going to be an EV sports car. Yep. The DMC 12 model. The iconic, it featured, of course, gullwing doors. You're going to see it again in a different way. EV, electric. Would you buy it if it was electric? They debuted this EV, DeLorean, in August. Back in August. August 18th at Pebble Beach. On the concept lawn. Yep. They did. They showed all of us what it's going to look like. They started it. You couldn't hear it running. It's electric. But it was there. Pebble Beach, of course, the Concours d'Elegance every single year. In fact, that's one of the... My first years of going to Pebble Beach was back in 97, 98. One of those years. Anyway, I was back and broadcasted my show there on the telephone. And it came back. I was only on one station at the time. It came back to the Boise, Idaho area where I live now. Back in that day. And a lot of our great listeners here in the Boise, Idaho area, McCall and Nampa and Caldwell and Mountain Home and Ontario, Oregon, the Ontario folks, the folks over in Idaho Falls and et cetera that were listening on the internet, they enjoyed it enough that they wanted me back on, and I got back on the microphone and had Jay Leno on and a whole bunch of other great folks. I had Carol Shelby on, and he's passed now. Not Jay, but Carol has, of course. But it was all about it was eye candy for me, seeing everything at Pebble Beach on the lawn there. I call it the concept line, lawn. And, you know, they debut a lot of things, but the DeLorean is coming back in a new way. If any of and every one of you want to get a little touch and a taste, go over to our Facebook page. You will see the back end, the photo we have of the back end of the DeLorean there on our Facebook page, Mark Evans. And or you can go, of course, over there. They did do check out the new Gullwing doors. Absolutely. They've got it on YouTube. You can check out the video and stuff, and I think it's pretty cool. Truthfully, I don't know if you want it in electric or not, do you? Yeah, but there's a lot of history behind the word DeLorean. John DeLorean's not, of course, with us, but the DeLorean was going to come back and be with us, good or bad. A revamped EV. When I get more information, we're going to let you know, in fact, what the platform is going to be like. The skateboard that the body's going to be sitting on, or is it? Will that DeLorean, the new revamped EV DeLorean, will that bring back another movie called Back to the Future? Lots of questions. Good to have you here. This is Auto World. Again, appreciate you each and every hour, each and every minute. Now remember, consulting throughout the week, I can help you. I want to, you know, highlight this again. Folks, throughout the week, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I know a lot of you, I ask, and you deliver, thank you. I ask, I say, email me, and I help you, and you do. We've got a lot of emails. We're going to come back, let's go to the email bag, and let's help you right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the World Bank says leadership from stronger countries is needed to help prevent global recession.
There needs to be lots more production, and that's most available to the strongest countries.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, World Bank President David Malpass saying it's up to countries with bigger economies to increase production, and no country can do that better than the United States. An investigation is underway after 22 people were found dead inside a bar near Cape Town, South Africa. A spokesman for the health department saying the dead include men and women who were patrons inside the Enwabeni Tavern. He says the bodies are being sent to state mortuaries for autopsies so as to be able to find out why they all died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so I'm going to make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thanks, you guys. I got slide in and slide out. Sammy, my personal chauffeur here, and Eddie, the engine emailer. Thanks for putting the big old cushion on my chair here. Feels better now that we're almost done for the week. Anyway, hey, thanks for being back with us here, of course, in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans, your host. The Greasy Garage Studio, where I'm sitting on that S10 Trailblazer Trail Blaster seat. Thanks, you guys, have put a new cushion on there for me. I was singing underneath the microphone. Oh, yeah. All right. Folks, it's time here on Auto World to get to and find out which U.S. states drive the most pickup trucks. I think there's 50 states, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, we started at 50, went on up to about 10, we went all the way up to, well, number 38 is Pennsylvania. 14.9% of you are driving trucks in that state. Now, I've got a little, let's do it, Alex.
Got Lil Wayne puffin' on my iPod, thumping on the subs in the back of my crew cab. Redneck rockin' like a rock star, sling a little mud off the back, we can do that. Friday night football, Saturday last call, Sunday hallelujah. If you like it up loud and you're hillbilly proud, then you know what I'm talking about. Let me hear you say, truck, yeah, I wanna get jacked up, yeah, let's drink it on up, yeah, with a little bit of luck I can find me a
Thanks to Tim McGraw for that song. Thank you. Yeah, truck, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, let's do it. Start at the top 10 here. Oklahoma, You folks are driving 24.5% of you are driving pickup trucks. Number 9, Vermont, 24.6% of you. Number 8, Nebraska, 24.6%. Going up the list, number 7, West Virginia, 27.1% of you are driving pickup trucks. Number 6 is South Dakota, 29.8%. Alaska's number 5 coming in at 30.8%. Number 4, woohoo, Idaho, where I'm at. Idaho, you're number 4, 31.2% of you. I thought it'd be more. What's up with you folks in Idaho? Come on. Number 3, North Dakota, 31.4%. Beat out Idaho. Who beat out North Dakota? Driving pickup trucks, North Dakota at 31.4%. The number 2 slot goes to you folks over there listening in Montana. Bozeman, Montana. Billings. You know, all the towns in Montana. It comes in at number 2 at 34.2%. The number 1 spot for the state that drives the most pickup trucks. Dougie, the Delahaye drummer, please. Yeah, Dougie. Thank you, Dougie. I appreciate it. Now, the number one state that drives the most pickup trucks is... Number one is Wyoming, coming in at 37.6% are driving pickup trucks. Woo! Wyoming. I think you folks has got some oil wells over there that you're using those trucks for. Huh? Hey, congratulations to all of you. Pickup trucks. Do you have one? Do you want one? Are you ready or have you purchased... the brand new Chevrolet Silverado EV truck? Have you purchased the Hummer? How about that Ford Lightning that can plug in? And when you see a Tesla dead on the road, I understand they have an adapter now that the Tesla owner can plug into the F-150 Lightning to charge the Tesla owner up. Okay. Rivian, they're there too, aren't they? I saw the first Rivian right here in Boise, Idaho the other day, and I didn't shake my head, didn't scratch my head. I said, oh, wow, look, there's one. They're starting to climb in and creep up into your life. Would you buy an electric truck? What brand? 855-660-4261 is our number since 1992. Our email here at Auto World Plaza, Auto World Radio at yahoo.com. Don't forget Facebook Messenger me. Please do. Address is Mark Evans. Instagram account is Auto World Media. LinkedIn, I am on LinkedIn. You can follow me there. Follow me on Facebook, of course, too. You'll find me on Twitter. Podcast, best way to do a podcast, folks, tune in and listen to find out if you just missed who was number one. You can always go back and listen to our podcast on Auto World. The best way is just Google me, Auto World, and then just put Mark Evans and you'll find me. So appreciate that. Coming up here on Auto World 2, we got to the trucks. Now we're going to be finding out in this hour the number one American-made vehicle of 2022. Which one do you think it is? What brand? What brand? Number one American-made vehicle of 2022. Which one do you think it is? 855-660-4261. Got a trivia question out there, and it is, what was the first car to use power-operated seats? What was the first car to use power-operated seats? And with that, you can tell me the model or the make. We'll honor both. You can come close if you'd like. That's good, too. AutoWorldRadio at yahoo.com is email again, 855-660-4261. It is time to go to the email bag. Let's do it. Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of that. Hand me the bag there. Oh, who in the world put the California Car Cover Company magazine in the bag? Here I am trying to reach for emails, and I get a California Car Cover magazine. That's pretty good. It's got a California Car Cover Company, the magazine, the Father's Day edition. Anyway, they've got a Corvette and a square box. Chevrolet pickup on the front. You might just go check those folks out. California Jimmy DeFrank family, the DeFrank family, puts on a good company there. Got a good, great car cover, too, by the way. I got one here. Now, the email, folks, the best way to do it is just go autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you need help now, put 911 up there and Eddie, the engine emailer, he will get it to me now. If you do not want me to share it live on the air, just say no, but please help me anyway. So, and that's why I kind of shout that out. You can change your name. I don't share it with anybody else by any means. I just take your first name, and that's it. Okay, so here we is. And I've got it here, I can read it. So, it says, hi, Mark. Cindy here, longtime listener here in Kennewick, Washington, on Sunday morning listening to you, and then going to GCN Live on Saturday afternoon to listen to you on the third hour. Well, fantastic. Appreciate it. Cindy in Kennewick, Washington. Yeah, let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate. Oh, yeah, long. Yeah, thank you. Good horn, working good. We got the battery cables fixed. Yes, we've got a great Auto World affiliate radio station up to Texas, which is KFLD AM 870, and also 98.7 FM. Honored to be on both. It's in Richland, Pasco, Burbank, Walla Walla, and Kennewick, Washington, and do appreciate it. Hi, everybody. Good to have you along. Appreciate the ride, coming along for the ride each and every hour. Thanks to Cindy and all of you, I didn't mention your town. You are still included. Thank you. We don't have so much time. Let's get to Cindy's email. She says, I love your show. Well, thank you, Cindy. Appreciate that. Thank you for being a long-time listener, too. Appreciate that. I tip my hat to you. Wanted your help, she says, on how long do I have before my car is dead? Question mark. My car is a 2004 Ford Focus. It seems to have a lot of problems now, Mark. It has 100,000-plus miles on it. I have a clicking sound in the front, a smell when I turn on different roads. She says turning to the right. I have and turning on the new road. The AC doesn't work. Also, an oil smell when driving down the road. I smell it, and a bunch of other things going on. Mark, how long do I have before she is dead? Question mark. Thanks, Cindy. In, of course, Kennewick, Washington. Good to have you along, Cindy. Hi, Kennewick. Well, Cindy, there's a lot of stuff there. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, I'm going to help you. Hopefully, well, we'll figure it out. I do have the what do you call it, the hourglass with the sand in it. I've got more time for you. Yes. We'll be right back with Cindy, helping Cindy. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right here for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
The smell of the rubber.
These are sensations as hard to forget.
If they could only bottle the smell of the rubber and put it in a bottle for the guys to put for aftershave on, huh, guys? Yeah? Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. We do have the fumes out there of gasoline in a bottle, of course, that you can slap on your face. Watch out, it burns a little bit when you do that. Yeah. They sell that aftershave, guys, at the gas station. It starts at like at $5.20 a gallon here in Boise. Okay, talking about that, we're going to go back and help Cindy here in a little second. But, Cindy, hang on. She's got a Ford Focus of 2004 listening to us, Kennewick, Washington. But we got to get to this horse thing. We're not horsing around here. Yeah. Is it really cheaper, folks, to ride a horse than to pay these high gas prices? Or in this case, maybe some aftershave, huh? $5.20 for a gallon of it to put on your... I think I can buy aftershave. Old Spice is a lot cheaper than gasoline. I can't put it in my car and it doesn't burn it. Anyway, I'm not horsing around here, but really, well... Heels Down, that's right, it's called, the company called Heels Down did a real down and dirty deep horseshoes, I guess you call it, survey. The rising gas prices, regular per gallon is going up, we're averaging over $5 a gallon now, it's going around, so they're not horsing around either. They did a survey. Seriously considering, because a lot of people are thinking about this, I guess, I don't know, but hopping on a horse. Watch out for the exit. Anyway, is it worth trading in your car for a horse? Well, let's find out right now. Will that soften your financial blow when it comes to gas prices? Is it less costly to own a horse than a car? This is according to Heels Down. No. Keep your car. It is cheaper to have a car. Okay, you want some numbers, you want some stats, sure. On average, U.S. drivers, which is... all of you listening coast to coast here on Auto World, U.S. drivers will spend roughly $5,000 a year just on gas. This is an average now, roughly, as well as $1,000 on insurance. Because why is insurance so much, by the way? I'll tell you why. It's going up on your house because it costs more to replace what you're owning. So the insurance company has to cover it. So anyway, so how is owning a horse more expensive? Or is it? Have you ever owned a horse? You expect to pay, folks, about $3,000 for the animal. Now, this is on an average. Some of you picked up a horse for $500, and some of you picked up horses for tens of thousands because they're racehorses. But on the average, you can expect to pay $3,000 for the animal, $4,000 a year to stable it, and up to $2,000 on gear and equipment, $1,800 a year on food, and $700 on riding lessons. Oh, you already know how to ride, huh? Okay. So you can cut back on some of this stuff, but what about the trailer and the tires and packing the bearings to haul the horse if you have to haul it? Did I say you needed a truck to haul the horse? Oh, you're going to just ride the horse. Okay. Overall, the annual cost for a car is about $7,000 and around $10,000 for a horse. That, if I do my math right, I think that's $3,000 less having a car. Oh, yes, and of course, not to mention all the amenities and stuff that the cars and trucks have that horses don't, like air conditioning and, of course, the radio that you're listening on, the GPS and, of course, electric windows and a roof so when it rains you don't get water on you, being able to go faster than 55 miles an hour, and you can travel all hours in a day where, in fact, the average trail horse in a good shape maxes out at 50 miles in a single day. And I don't know any horse that can run 55 miles an hour, do you? I'm sure there is one or two. But anyway, it is cheaper to keep a car than a horse around for transportation. Cindy, let's get to Cindy's email real quick. The garage was starting to come down here. Cindy's wanting to know, is her car, how much time does she have before her 2004 Ford Focus right there in Kennewick, Washington, dies on her? She's got oil smell. She's got clicking sound when she turns right down the road there. Air conditioning has got a problem, she says. It just goes, my goodness, Cindy, you got a lot of stuff. So what we need to do, Cindy, is it's never going to die. You just fix it. I mean, and that's what we have to kind of do the math, the financial side of it, Cindy. Each and every item that you're talking about here, have you had an estimate done to fix the smell? I can help you with that too, okay? So if they have them, take a picture and send it to me. Email it to me. I can help you with the smell because sometimes they can't figure out the smell. What gasket is it? But put it to financial terms. What does each and every one of these, the clicking, what is it? How much is it going to cost? The oil smell, well, how much? What is it? How much is it going to cost? And add these all up. The AC is not working. Let's fix it. Let's find out what it's an estimate. Let's find out what the cost to fix the AC is. Now, Cindy, a 2004 Ford Focus, then we go to the NADA book, value book. So two websites I want you to go to, NADA.com. That's the yellow book for values. And then I want you to go to KBB.com. That's Kelly Blue Book. KBB.com, and just enter in. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And anybody, all of us folks, you can all do this to find out what your car's worth. Now remember, used cars are going to be a little bit above the book value, though, Cindy. Okay, remember that because of the times we're in. Supply chain. We're all getting more money for our used cars. So you're, and especially a 2004 Focus. Oh yeah, good gas mileage vehicle. They're going to be knocking your door down with those problems, Cindy, to buy that thing for you. From you, not for you, but from you, period, because it's a good gas mileage vehicle. So it might be worth fixing the 2, 3, 4, 5 items. Might be financially cheaper. Look at the numbers. Low book it. Look at the low book. And then I want you to get the book from the KBB.com and the NADA.com. But then I want you to go, truthfully, go to where people are putting their cars. Do a market analysis on it yourself. Do an appraisal. Best way to do it is just head over to Facebook Marketplace. Look to see if there's any 2004 Ford Focuses a year older and year, and then newer, and look to see what they're selling them for. You might have a lot of competition causing the price to go down. Craigslist, I hate to say it, Craigslist.org. Go there. That's where people are, and dealers too, are putting their cars to sell them. Cars.com. Go to cars.com. Go out and try to buy your car, Cindy, and find out what they're selling for. And then look at those estimates you got from the repair shop that you took it to and say, okay, do I spend that amount or do I just sell the car as is and then go buy a new car and not worry about it? And that's the best thing to do. Hope that helps, Cindy. Appreciate you listening right here to Auto World from Kennewick, Washington. Good to say hi to everybody up there at Kennewick. Appreciate it. Cindy, if you would, send me back an email, you know, email me an address. I can send you out some great goodies from Mothers and Meguiar's and wash drops. We'll get that Ford Focus all detailed up on the inside and outside. Little gift basket for you. And if you got any bugs on the front, I'm going to throw in a can of citral to spray to get the bugs off. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. That's how you do it. Right there, folks. AutoWorldRadio at Yahoo.com. 855-660-4261. It's good to have you along.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
This week's word, brand. What brand are you? Not what brand you would buy, but what brand, how you treat, act, and do with family, friends, and all your relatives, your neighbors, your coworkers. Don't buy a brand, folks. Be a brand. Thanks for being with me each and every week. We look forward to seeing you next week. Don't worry, because next week, I got a lot more fun. Remember two things: drive safe and motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.